as is and to be metrics. Metrics for analyzing the quantitative improvements that are expected from a supply chain. Redesign projects should start with the creation of a baseline or an as-is set of metrics for the current supply chain. Many organizations use SCORE-DS performance metrics. These are discussed in detail elsewhere to standardize the set of metrics used so that everyone has a shared assumption of how to measure the element, what inputs to use, and so on. Since SCORE-DS is also an integrated measurement model, metrics aggregate or otherwise relate to higher-level strategic metrics. It can show how the tactics and operations are supporting the strategy. The metrics chosen for measuring the as-is state should also be the ones that will be used going forward in the to-be state. This will allow the as-is and the to-be to be directly comparable for internal benchmarking purposes. As part of the supply chain design process, team members will develop to-be metric goals alongside the potential projects that will result in these improvements, including changes to processes, information systems, staff skill levels, supply chain partner activities, and so on. After a number of iterations, a prioritized list of projects and their expected impact on the metrics will be finalized. The gaps between the as-is state and the to-be state will indicate the degree of improvement that is needed, as is shown in Exhibit 9-46. The final to-be metric goals will then become the baseline for determining project success, such as the level of success with the key attribute, assets, that needs to be superior, better than 90% of competitors for this given supply chain, as measured using the key metric of cash-to-cash cycle, CCCT, in days. If this metric were at, say, 10 days after the projects, it will have had only partial success since the goal was 0 days. Despite this being a large improvement over the original CCCT of 52 days. Exhibit 9-46, Scoremark Gap Analysis Example, Mockup. When to-be metric values are listed alongside their as-is values, this helps visualize the savings from each planned component. Finding a way to generate a composite score from these metrics will also help compare competing alternatives when deciding on the best network and assessing the relative degree of success for a redesigned network. Showing a different analysis per echelon, especially the manufacturer and VC echelons, or perhaps even drilling down into specific supply chain nodes, can also help show where there is the most room for improvement. The last step is to schedule when to take a new set of measurements, how long after the new supply chain is operating, to validate the degree to which the changes have resulted in the desired improvements. This should be a long enough interval to gather meaningful data, but not so long that the assessment is neglected. In this way, the degree of improvement in each area can be objectively assessed. Two basic components of a newly redesigned supply chain need to be assessed: the supply chain framework, including the logistics framework, and the contents of that framework, or the product/service packages that the network is delivering or returning.